Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is April the 17th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Kings, chapters 10 to 12. We are accountable for all our actions and inactions. We read in 2 Kings chapter 12 verses 6 to 8 like this. Now it was so by the 23rd year of King Jehoash that the priests had not repaired the damages of the temple. So King Jehoash called Jehoiada the priest and other priest, and said to them, "Why have you not repaired the damages of the temple? Now therefore do not take more money from your constituency, but deliver it for repairing the damages of the temple." And the priests agreed that they would neither receive more money from the people nor repair the damages of the temple. King Jehoash was one of the few kings reigning from Jerusalem who was raised up in the family of a priest. This priest, Jehoiada, was also his counselor and the husband of Jehosheba, who had rescued him from sure death in the hands of Athaliah earlier. In fact, the priest Jehoiada gave the king Jehoash solid instructions from God's word and taught him both to obey and respect it. So Jehoash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days in which Jehoiada the priest instructed him. It is therefore natural that King Jehoash was concerned with the welfare of God's temple in Jerusalem, and he showed remarkable leadership in repairing and renewing the temple which had fallen into ruin. This temple was now over 140 years old, hence natural deterioration could be expected. An idol worshipping nation of Israel had allowed the temple to deteriorate. However, this temple had also been badly damaged by Athaliah and her sons and had suffered neglect during the years of Athaliah's rule. When we do not love God, we neglect the things that are important to God. So King Jehoash proposed that the revenue of the temple be used to refurbish the temple. However, a lagging work schedule and a clear lack of accountability caused the king to take up this matter directly in his own hands. When no repair had been made by his 23rd year of reign, King Jehoash called the priest Jehoiada and the other priests and announced a new plan for collecting the money and repairing the temple. The priests would no longer collect the funds directly, nor would they supervise the repairs on the temple. Instead, a chest with a hole in its lid was to be placed at the right side of the altar to receive money for the restoration of the temple. This money chest made the offering process more visible, and the money was more efficiently put into the hands of those responsible for the repairs. The people responded generously and gave freely and willingly. So the work proceeded and was soon completed. Let us understand that accountability involves far more than simply telling someone what to do and then coming back later to see if instructions have been carried out. It means that the leader commits to overseeing the worker's performance and making sure that the work is completed. The manner in which King Jehoash dealt with the priests concerning temple repairs provides us with some useful pointers in accountability. 1. He delegated specific responsibilities to the priests with clear instructions concerning the collection and use of money. 2. He personally confronted the priests, including their leader, Jehoiada, for their non-performance. 3. He suggested a course of remedial action and then oversaw the implementation of an alternative solution to the problem. The Bible makes it clear that we are accountable for all our actions and inactions. When we commit sins of omission and commission, we will face dire consequences, as God will hold us accountable for every sin that we commit intentionally. In fact, we are accountable for every word that we speak and also for what we believe. We are also held accountable for others as well. However, confronting others with their sins should be done privately. Let us never forget that God will examine all our actions very minutely, and we will be rewarded for our good deeds one day in the near future. We are truly accountable for all our actions and inactions. As we finally read the words of Apostle Paul penned in Romans chapter 14 verses 10 to 12 like this, "For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us shall give account of himself to God."